Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jake Powell. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sherry Robertson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Moses moves to second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Moses scores. Tucker moves to third. Curtwright moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Grove goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pretty for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Curtwright strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Appling trying to get to second. Spence throws the ball into Pretty, who relays the ball to Sullivan, who tags Appling for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson strikes out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a line drive towards first. Vernon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up towards the mound. Grove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Grove bunts in front of the plate. Early fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Curtwright hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL hits a line drive into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Early hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Myatt pinch runs for Jake Early. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh fires to first and picks off Myatt. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early Win pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Early Win is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Win hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen juggles the ball. That's an error on Hodgen. Sullivan moves to second. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Win moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to third. Powell moves to second. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Giuliani now catching. Milo Candini now pitching. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gordon Malzberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzberger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Malzberger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence is called out on strikes. One out. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.